Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Starts with, I need my cat back. All right, pay close attention. I found these posts on Reddit earlier today, and I was like, I don't even know how, as a pet owner, I don't know how I feel about this or what I would, whose side I would take. So pay attention, and you get to chime in on what you think this lady should do. So, or this guy should do. She wants her cat back. She says, I need my cat back. My ex got rid of her without my permission while I was out to eat. Says, I believe you paid a small fee. I will refund that money. I spent over $2,000 on her. Okay, so apparently her ex gave her cat away to somebody without her knowing. The person writes back, LMFAO! I need my cat back is crazy. It's been almost 2 years and you finally got back for dinner and realized your cat's gone? It's a little bit more of an exchange, but she explains that it took this long because her ex wouldn't tell her who he gave the cat to. So it continues on with a couple other text messages. Not a ton of more important facts, but essentially, she's like, I will give you the money back. I want my cat back. This is my cat. The guy replies and says, nope, she's mine. You will not be in touch with me anymore, and you will not get your cat back. Now, if you want to read the full text messages, they're at US99 Chicago on Instagram. But this is an insane conversation that is now a public conversation. So, 312-946-4995. With the information that we know, which is essentially the ex gave the cat away without her permission. She's going to refund him whatever money he paid for the cat. It's been 2 years because she couldn't figure out who she got the cat or who he gave the cat to. And the person that has the cat now is like, no, I bonded with this animal. And I get both. If this was my dog, I would fight tooth and nail. I'd be at that person's house already trying to get my dog back. But also, if I had this dog that I or cat that I fell in love with, I'd have a hard time giving it back. All right, let's go to St. John. So, DJ, you heard me. I read these text messages. This is such a wild story, and I don't really know how I fell. So, just to recap, basically, the ex gave this girl's cat away, sold it to some guy. It's been almost 2 years because she couldn't figure out who she sold it to or who he sold it to. She's willing to refund the money, but wants the cat back. And this guy's like, no, sorry, this is my cat. I've bonded with this cat for 2 years now. And I'm like, I get both sides.
Possession has power. He gets to keep the cat.
He gets to keep the cat. Okay, even though this is like, she has the adoption papers and everything.
Don't leave your cat with somebody you don't trust that they have the opportunity to give it away.
DJ's like, finders keepers, yo.
Yep, sorry.
That's funny. Awesome, thank you so much for calling.
Take care.
Sue, all right, Sue, does this person get the cat back or no?
Okay, if she has the paperwork, she got him from a pet rescue, that's proof enough in itself. Otherwise, let the cat decide.
Let the cat decide! That's funny, but like, who do you want? Come to mom! Come to dad! That's hilarious. You know, I'm glad you said let the cat decide and you didn't say cut the cat in half!
No! Oh my god, that would be so horrible.
I don't know if we got an answer, but you got me laughing.
There's some ideas. Our next load of